Before his enlightenment was searching for a way to end all suffering, trying to explain how the world began. It's not really so much of a philosophy. Yes, to be able to get rid of all suffering and to gain everlasting peace. Time compared to now is immeasurable. Again, more correct than the present short-lived ideas. So when you go to look into the existence of things, nature of existence, and goes into something more takes the life from a cause. If the causes are not there, they're not there. And the results are not there. Same with suffering and happiness. We find that in the monks of the teachings, there seems to be more a state of suffering than happiness. All of the truths tell of suffering, cause, its cessation, and way, path. This leads some people to think that teachings of Buddha is pessimistic. Find a reason for this. The suffering is more apparent and obvious. Happiness is more elusive. But there are also the other side of this happiness as one eventually comes to. Now the root, the most important of this is delusion. Therefore, there's a teaching of dependent origination, dependent of ignorance, arises, formation, and so forth. And so, to be able to eradicate suffering completely, one has to eradicate delusion. The devils at the very roots of existence. So there is this insight meditation. It is like a receiver that receives information on, say, stimulus. And the mind, well-trained mind, is directed to objects, penetrates. And when there's awareness that comes with these qualities, we say it's mindfulness. What makes it unique or specific to walk and follow? You're actually watching the same thing as you were doing this thing. Sensations arising and passing. Ask mindfulness, follow the object, If the mindfulness is continuous, preliminary structures with the sitting meditation, then you sit for the rest of your life. Rest and relax as you breathe out. Relax the nose, the face, the mouth, jaws, down to the throat. Try to sense as best as clearly as you can tingling feelings of the fingertips spreading to the warm of the palm. Vibration comes.